神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It is so good to be able to come once again and talk with you.
很高兴能够再次在节目中来跟您分享。
In this modern age, there are so many new inventions and modern conveniences that makes the past seem so outdated.
在这个摩登的时代呢，有很多的新的发明，还有很多的新的这种方便的东西。让我们感觉过去好像很旧、很老旧、过时了。
Today we have the convenience of the computer.
比如说像很方便的电脑。
The entertainment of TV.
娱乐性的电视。
The knowledge highway of the internet.
这种高资讯的网路。
And the cell phone that keeps us in touch with everyone.
然后你有一个手机可以跟每一个人联络。
We have fast cars.
我们有很快速的车子。
We can get in an airplane and fly around the world.
你可以搭飞机然后环游世界。
And some have even gone to the moon.
甚至有人已经上了月亮。
And now we have the thrilling emotional high of what we call falling in love.
然后我们也有这种情绪幻灭的一个最高的高潮叫做恋情，也就是爱情。
This is a comparatively new experience of the last 400 years in the Western world.
这个对西方来讲呢，跟400年前实在是一个很大的一个不同。
The romantic writers of the 18th and 19th centuries made their fame by lifting up romantic love.
十八、十九世纪的这些写恋情罗曼蒂克的作者，他们就因为这样很出名，而且被注重。
Now, this is being lifted up in many parts of the world by the modern music that we listen to.
而且这种现代的音乐也时兴起来了。
The movies that we watch.
我们看的电视节目。
The TV shows that are filled with it.
还有那些影片也都是
The books that we read
你看的书
And now they are linking and glorifying it into the sexual life
而现在呢把这些全部注入而且非常的高举这种性爱的这种方面
Lifting up the sexual experience in music and in the movies and in the way we dress and in the books we read
把性爱灌注到音乐里面、电影里面，还有我们的衣服或者是书本里面。
Let us look at this falling in love.
我们来看一看这个叫做恋情的这种东西。
This is how some people might express it.
这个是很多人这样子来解释的。
You meet this person and something seems to happen to you.
有人说呢，你碰到某一个人，突然间发生了一个变化。
Or maybe you have a friend, and one day something begins to happen between the two of you in your emotions.
或许你有一个朋友，突然间呢，彼此之间在情绪上产生了一些对流。
You begin to feel a warm, tingly feeling, something there that just is so sweet.
你觉得很温馨，而且很甜蜜。
You begin to seek each other out, and each time,Your feelings get warmer and sweeter.
然后彼此都寻求，而且越来越温馨，越来越甜蜜。
Actually, some people get so emotionally obsessed with this that all they can do is think about that person.
以至于呢，有人呢陷得很深，他所有能想的只有对方。
they begin to think the person is perfect or almost perfect.
开始想到对方的时候，感觉对方是完美的，或者是接近完美。
That this kind of love that they feel can solve all kinds of problems.
然后有一种想法就是这样，只要有这样的爱的话，所有的问题都可以解决。
They believe that because of this wonderful feeling toward this person, that they now have an intimate relationship with them.
那因为有这种很亲密的感受呢，所以呢，就更进一步有这种亲爱的关系。
Every word, every touch just thrills them.
一句话或者是每一个碰触都让你非常的高兴。
And today, because of the lack of moral training,They may even become sexually involved.
而在这个缺少道德教养的这个时代呢，我们就陷入了变成一个性的泛滥。
But actually, these emotional feelings is just unreal and unrealistic.
但是问题是这种恋情，这种陷入的恋情是不真实的。
It goes against human nature.
它跟人性是有一些抗衡的。
For human nature is basically self-centered.
因为人性本身是自我中心。
In reality, the world centers around us as a person.
那这个世界呢，绕着我们这个人。
This delight and thrills of this in-love experience is only a delusion.
这种高兴或者是心悦呢，兴奋呢，这样的爱的经验呢，只是给你一个幻觉幻想。
Now, this experience of falling in love actually has been proven that it only lasts at the most for 2 years.
这种所谓的恋情或者是恋爱这种爱情呢，被证明大概可以维持2年的时间。
Then we go back to the real world, to the real us, to assert ourselves and now want what we want.And not worry so much about what the other one wants.
2年之后呢，我们就会回到我们自己的世界，也就是我这个人的一个自我的一个中心，然后就开始关心到我要什么，而不是关心到对方要什么。
A Dr. Peck, who has researched into this infatuation that we call falling in love, has found in his studies that there is 3 reasons why.This is not what makes up real love or true caring.
Peck 博士呢，他曾经做这样的研究，对于这个恋爱的研究，他就研究出一些3个理由，提到为什么这种恋爱，恋情不是真的爱，或者是真的关怀。
Now let's look at those 3 reasons he gives.
我们来看看这3个理由。
That falling in love, as we have been speaking of,It's not at the act of the will or a conscious choice.
首先呢，我们看到这种恋爱恋情本身呢，它并不是我们的意志或者是我们的良知上面的选择。
This falling in love that we're talking about seems to have no control over your emotions.
那这样的感受是啊，在你的情绪方面，而且呢是没有办法控制的。
And you live in the thrill of feeling these uncontrollable emotions.
所以你就活在这种很兴奋、很高兴的、不能控制的情绪里面。
You see, true love is a choice and a commitment.
真正的爱是一种抉择，而且是一种委身。
This kind of love is not lasting because it takes no effort for it.
那么第二呢，我们看到这个爱之所以不能持久，是因为呢，你不用努力做什么。
It requires little discipline or effort on your part.
在你的部分呢，你不需要有任何的节制。
You just get carried away with it. You just let anything happen. It controls you. You do not control it.
你就是让它这样继续的啊发展，然后呢，是它在控制你，而你没有办法来抑制它。
That is why there is so much heartache.And disappointment in relationships like this today.
那就是为什么在这种恋爱里面的关系呢，带来很多让你伤痛或失望的那种关系。
True love cares. It's a discipline. It's the ability to see reality, not that which is not real.
真正的爱，它是一种关怀的，而且呢，它是一种可以抑制自我控制的，而且有能力看到不真实的或幻想的。
In this kind of attraction, there is no real interest in seeing the growth of love. It's just in however we feel that emotional thrills that we look for.
这种吸引，这种爱的吸引呢，对于对方的成长没有任何的兴趣，只有在感觉里面来享受。
Actually, if we have any purpose in mind at all, it's to end our own loneliness, and in the idea of marriage, not really for the good of the other person, but for what you will get out of it.
如果你陷入这种情爱有任何的目的的话，事实上就是在于我们自己的孤单，我们的需要，还有我们对于婚姻的理想，而不是真的为了对方来着想。
There are some of you that are listening to me who now are brokenhearted.
我相信这个时候有人听我在讲的朋友们呢，你已经曾经尝过这种伤痛。
You're wounded in spirit, and you feel life is not worth living.Because someone who fell in love with you has just fallen out of love with you.
你的心灵可能受过创伤，而且不再觉得生命有什么价值可以再活着，因为呢，你曾经陷入那种恋情，然后又被丢弃了。
You were so sure, but somehow they lost interest in you and may now have fallen in love with someone else.
本来你那么确定，但是对方呢，他们本来对你是很有兴趣的，后来就没有兴趣，然后跟别人又陷入那种恋情了。
Many of you know very well what I mean.
我在说什么，很多人一定听得懂。
There are those of you who have even contemplated taking their lives because they felt rejected and wondered what happened to that wonderful, intimate feeling that they had together with that one they thought they loved.
一定有一些人呢，甚至到个地步要伤害自己的生命，放弃自己的生命，只因为被遗弃，或者是在疑惑为什么那非常好的感觉突然间就失落的呢？
Maybe there are some of you that are asking, how can I know the difference between falling in love or that fascination with somebody?Or having a relationship that is built on the admiration that we call love.
或许你问这样子说，我怎么知道这种恋爱或者是迷恋，跟真正的跟一个人建立关系，那种爱情有什么不一样呢？
Let me suggest a few ways.
那我用几个方法来让你辨别。
Now this thing that we call falling in love,Many times suddenly happens.
所谓的迷恋就是发生得很突然。
True love gradually grows.
真正的爱是慢慢的成长。
You're with the person, you enjoy each other, and little by little, something grows within the heart of both of you that is very real.
你认识对方，然后慢慢的渐渐的很真实的发展一些进一步的感情。
This falling in love is highly emotional.
而迷恋是一种很高的情绪。
Today we can see people on the streets, in the trains, in the parks, kissing each other, fondling each other, very highly emotional.
这个时代你可以看到，不管在街道上、火车上，或者是在公园里面，看到男女彼此拥抱、接吻，非常的亲密。
True love is not based on emotional, but we are faithfully consistent to one another.
真正的爱是不是只有在这种情绪方面，而是建立在彼此的持续性的这种忠诚。
Falling in love?You become very idealistic. You think this person is very perfect.
在恋情里面呢，你会把对方想得很理想化，它是完美的。
True love is very realistic. We know and understand each's weakness and our strengths.
真正的爱是认识真实，然后知道对方的长处跟短处。
This falling in love is a feeling.
这种恋情是一种感觉。
True love is a commitment to one another.
真正的爱是对彼此、对对方有一种委身、有一种归属。
This falling in love is weakened when we separate for periods of time.
这种恋情呢、迷恋呢，当你分开的时候，就会渐渐的冷淡。
But true love is strengthened, and we are strong even in separation. Our love is there.
真正的爱。当分开的时候反而更坚固更强烈。
Those who fall in love seek to find happiness.
这种在恋情里面的人呢寻求的是快乐。
Those that know love seek to give happiness.
而这种真正的爱是想要给对方快乐。
It's not what I want, but what I want for my partner.
不是我要什么而是我要对方得到什么。
We'll find so many times that this feeling of emotion that builds and builds until it becomes a sexual desire, the only longing then is not to help our partner, but to satisfy ourselves.
所以当你迷恋在这种恋情里面的时候呢，你要的是你的快乐，所以你就会引起这个性方面的需要，到后来呢，总是把它放在你的渴慕、你的这种情欲上面。
Many times it focuses on the external looks of the person. Oh, isn't he handsome? Isn't she beautiful?
很多时候你也会很注重外面的外表，他漂亮吗？他是不是长得很英俊呢？
But love focuses on the internal character. They're good people, gracious people, kind people.
真正的爱专注在对方的里面的美德，觉得他很好，他很良善。
Many times those who fall in love becomes very possessive of the person that they're to love.
陷入恋情的人呢，常常对对方有一种占有欲。
No one else can enter in and be with them.
所以不容许第三者来侵犯，来进入的。
They become possessive of each other.
非常的占有欲很强。
But true love allows freedom.
真正的爱是容许给对方有自由。
Because there's a trust there.
因为呢，你信任对方。
Not a fear.
而不是害怕。
Actually, those who fall in love, many times they're in love with emotion.
所以那陷入恋情的人，他是用他的情绪在要对方。
Just the good feelings.
只是好的感觉。
Just the thrills.
只是喜欢高兴。
But those who really love are in love with devotion to one another.
真正的爱是用热忱跟诚挚的爱在彼此相爱。
Now, as you listen to these, be honest. Don't let your emotions color your judgment.
当你听到这些的时候，好不好？对你自己诚实的想一想，不要让你的情绪把你的判断来彩色化了。
I really want to help some of you young people.
我真的是要帮助你们这些年轻人。
You're very mixed up.
你们很混淆。
You think that this is true love.
有时候你想这是真的爱情。
But someday you may wake up to the fact, and you will wake up to the fact that.This isn't what you thought it was.
恐怕有一天你从真实里面醒过来的时候，跟你所想的都不一样了。
That is why you should early in the relationship with a person watch for the signs that I have just told you and understand what is really happening to you.
那就是为什么你要好好的啊想一想我刚才所讲的，然后检查一下你们的关系是不是有那些现象，然后。来做最好的一个判断。
If you really don't want to get hurt, you'll watch for them.
如果你不被伤害的话，你最好小心一点。
If you begin to realize it's just an emotion, a very high emotion that you're having.
如果你发现你这个时候情绪很高涨
that you're seeking for a happiness to satisfy you.
你所要的只有你要那种快乐的满足。
You're on dangerous ground.
你现在在一个危机里面。
But when you can make a commitment to a person,
如果你对对方可以有一种委身,
when you seek to give to them,
你要的就是给对方,
when you see wonderful character traits in them,
你甚至可以看到对方的很美的美德,
that they're not possessive of you,
他们对你不是一种占有欲,
you can begin to realize there's something real in our relationship.
你就可以发现你们的关系是很真实的。
Today, because of the loose moral principles of this period in our history, we have lost the view of the part sex has to do in the life of an individual.
因为这个时代已经失去了这种道德的原则，所以我们失去了对于性方面的跟生命的这种个别的关系。
We know it is connected to a biological drive, such as hunger for food or self-preservation.
我们知道这种性爱的需要就像一个生理的需要的驱使，就像我们对食物有饥饿的感觉，这种自我的欲望一样。
The sexual desires were given to men to keep the world populated.
性爱呢，是要给人来繁衍人的人口的。
It was to keep the generational lines going.
好让可以代代相传。
It was ordained by God to bring intimacy to husband and wife who were to make up the first institution, the family.
这也是上帝所命定所设立的，不但让孩子可以进到世界来，而且呢，让夫妻有亲密的关系，然后呢，这是家庭的一种制度。
God knew that the family brings stability to all other institutions in the community life.
上帝知道家庭的这种制度造成社会的社区的这种生活。
Families are to last.
家庭的关系是要持续到永远的。
Everything else can come and go.
很多东西可以来或者是去。
But a true family committed to one another brings security as nothing else can.
一个真正的家庭关系呢，是别的东西没有办法跟它比较，可以带来给我们一种永远的安全感。
Yes, people can tear families apart, but eventually it must go back to the family system.
或许家庭会被破坏，可是家庭的关系一样可以再重整。
That is one of the reasons that sex should be kept in the boundaries of marriage.
那就是为什么性爱一定要在这种婚姻的规范里面。
A one-partner sexual life keeps you from many sexual diseases and even death with AIDS.
一个只有一个对象的这种性爱关系，可以使你免于这种性病或者是艾滋病的死亡。
If you let your animal nature or sinful nature take over, all you are doing is trying to find pleasure for a moment that can bring a lifetime of sorrow.
如果你禁食你自己的那种兽性，那种自然的罪性去泛滥的话，那么你可能就是只有追求这种娱乐自己的享受，而会失去你自己的生命，或者是带来一些伤痛。
One sexual partner after another, and you may never know the true joy of real or lasting intimacy.
如果你一个换过一个这样子的话，你就没有办法享受到真正的这种性爱的，只有忠诚于一个性爱的这种喜乐。
When you do this, you are seeking for something. You're seeking to belong, to be accepted, to be loved.
如果你是那个一个换过一个的人，你可能是在寻求一种归属感，或者是被接纳，或者是被爱的人。Because
you did not get those in childhood.
因为你在你的童年里面没有得到这些。And
you really have a poor self-image or poor self-esteem.
以至于你没有真正的自我价值感，或者是你的自我价值很低。
the young man or the young woman may look like they're so sure of themselves, but inside, they're really not.
或许男女两个人呢，表面上觉得对方都很确定，可是里面呢却不确定。
They're trying to win love or acceptance by having their needs satisfied by someone else.
有时候呢，只是想要赢得对方的接纳，或者是对方的爱，然后来满足自己而已。
There is something else, girls, that you must understand.
女孩子们，特别你要注意。
There is something else that you should understand.
另外呢，有一件事情你要了解。
Men are stirred sexually just by sight.
男人会被这种视觉来搅起他的性欲。
Women are stirred by touch.
而女人呢，是被触摸搅起的。
So as you let those emotions get away from you, something begins to happen to you biologically.
如果你让这种情绪这样子继续的被搅起来的话，那么接下去生理上就有变化了。
Now the young man, when he caresses you and shows affection toward you, is being stirred deeply in his sexual desires.
当男生们呢对你有一种吸引，或者是对你表示亲昵的时候呢，基本上是对生理上的一种搅动。
Then as he touches you, your sexual desires are aroused.
当对方碰触你的时候，你的那种性方面的欲望就会被搅动起来。
These passions and lust is just wanting to be satisfied.Physically, it's not love being shown.
这种所谓的情爱或者是肉体上面的情欲呢，只是要得到肉体上的满足，而不是真正的爱。
That is why that boyfriend may get tired of you and go to someone else.
那就是为什么那个男朋友有时候会对你已经厌倦了而去找别人。
This thing they call falling in love many times is just to use one another in this manner.
这种所谓的恋情迷恋呢，有时候是在使用对方，彼此利用而已。
Young people, true love can never be replaced by emotions.
亲爱的年轻人们，真正的爱绝对不能用情感、情绪来代替的。
Try to remember what true love is.
好好的记得什么是真正的爱。
It's caring about the other person.
是关心对方。
It's about controlling and showing that you have a healthy self-esteem.
然后让对方知道你是一个节制、意志的人，你有很好的自我价值观念。
And that your love can grow into intimacy.In a natural way.
而且让你们的爱是可以慢慢的成长，很自然的成长。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林。真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。